Good morning. It's Tuesday, May 15th. I'm George Kearns with a look at today's South Carolina headlines here on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. Well, demonstrators gathered at state capitals across the nation yesterday, including the State House in Columbia, all to kick off what is called the Poor People's Campaign. Carrie Taylor, organizer of yesterday's event, says the aim is to continue the work started 50 years ago when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. decided to shift attention to the ongoing needs of the poor, regardless of race.
The Poor People's Campaign emerged in the late 60s as an effort to try to get at those underlying issues of economic inequality, economic injustice. So to move from the area of civil rights to the issue of human rights.
The South Carolina Poor People's Campaign is the beginning of several weeks of events to bring awareness to issues like child poverty, voter suppression, discrimination because of disability or race, and veteran concerns. Meanwhile, work crews are making emergency repairs after a cable snapped on a bridge in the Lowcountry. Police in Mount Pleasant say westbound lanes of Interstate 526 are closed at the James B. Edwards Bridge over the Wando River. Engineers with the Department of Transportation ordered the bridge closed right after the cable snapped. An upstate man has been found shot to death on the front porch of a home in Union County, and police think the death was a homicide. Officers were called to the home in Jonesville Sunday night when they found the victim. The Union County Coroner's Office has identified the victim as 38-year-old Kenneth Bruce George Jr., of Spartanburg. No arrests have been made yet. An inmate at a Midlands prison has died after he was found unresponsive in his cell. Richland County Coroner Gary Watts says 18-year-old Jamarcus Dawkins was found late last week at the Kirkland Correctional Institution. He was taken to Palmetto Health Richland Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The cause of that death is still under investigation. At least one person was injured and several boats destroyed in a dock fire at Portman Marina in Anderson County yesterday. The fire apparently started when a generator backfired, sparking a blaze that quickly spread. 11 boats were destroyed, at least 3 others severely damaged. More than 200 firefighters from 24 departments were called to the scene. Former astronaut and NASA Administrator Major General Charles Bolden Jr. spoke yesterday at the University of South Carolina to commemorate the donation of his personal archive to the university's South Carolina Library. Present for Bolden's talk were 75 students from local Columbia high schools, including Bolden's alma mater, C.A. Johnson High School. Bolden said he hopes one takeaway from his collection of personal papers and artifacts is the importance of international cooperation in space exploration.
America cannot and must not think that it can stand alone and it can do anything. We've got to be able to form partnerships with other countries because it's not just good for us, but it's good for the entire, for the world, to be quite honest.
Library staff said part of Bolden's collection will become a traveling exhibit for schools, libraries, and museums across the state. And that's a look at the latest South Carolina headlines. I'm George Kearns for SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.